hip-hop scene out there. You know what I mean? And we were kind of like pioneers. The guys that I came over there with, we had the flat top heads. We was out there doing the kid and play. Kick steps in the club.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. So even cats to this day, man, they be like, yeah, Kev, he's either in the storeroom rapping, reading the Quran, listening to hip-hop. You know what I mean? So... And but it was a great experience. But I was in the first Gulf War, and let me tell you, nothing is like sitting there eating Frosted Flakes on the mess deck, and they moving missiles across. You know what I mean? So this is me at 19, 20 years old. You know, and
so real, eh?
Yeah. So I tell people my university was the USS Midway. When I graduated high school, that was my college. The USS Midway, an aircraft carrier with like 4,000. Because back then in 87, 88, 89, women couldn't be on vessels like the aircraft carriers. They couldn't be on combat ships, so it was just dudes. You know, which was crazy because...
No Diddy.
I'm sure there was some Diddy.
Going on, but no Diddy.
For real, not in our cipher.
No doubt.
But what was crazy was that towards the end of my, because I did 12 years in the Navy, and my last duty station was an aircraft carrier. So by that time, women were allowed on the combat on aircraft carriers, and the dynamic was crazy. It was so many people getting in trouble, women popping up pregnant, so much. Because the average age was like 20 years old. So you trying to tell 20-year-olds don't mess with each other.
Yeah. Not going down.
Yeah. On an aircraft carrier.
All the way in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. Storerooms all over the place, and then, you know, you got money soon.
Don't do it.
Yeah. So it was all types of it was crazy. It was a unique experience.
No doubt. I mean, you know, being on the water, you know what I'm saying, and just traveling to different countries, and you know, and I think, you know, getting to experience other cultures is very important. You know, I was building with one of the gods out there in Japan, man. Shout out to CIYs. You know, he live out there with his family, and we were talking about that. You know how important it is to be able to experience other cultures. You know what I mean, and just add on to your wisdom, right? Because you know, it's like, you know, I know there's a lot of brothers and sisters that never even seen past they block. You know what I'm saying? You know, never seen past they block.
Yeah.
You know?
Sorry about that. I'm glad you said that, because that was one of the things my mom said when she signed for me to go into the Navy. She was like, I want you to know more than just New Jersey, New York, Philly, and North Carolina. You know what I mean?
So the
traveling, being able to go around the world, it just opened up, you know, my experience.
Yeah, so I want to ask you, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, you just put out a new project, right?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, tell us about, you know, the making of the keeping it pushing, man. Keep it pushing.
Well, keeping it pushing is off of the Pray for New Jerusalem project.
No doubt.
And, really, the science behind Pray for New Jerusalem, if people know scripture, they know that... Abraham alayhi salam, he made a dua, a supplication to God, and this supplication was to be, and the prayers that he did was to cover his descendants, and not only his descendants, but people who have that same belief. La ilaha illallah. There's only, you know, there's no God but Allah. You know what I mean? So that's what it's paying homage to. You know what I mean? Because Abraham, he wasn't a Jew, he wasn't a Christian. He believed in the one true God, and his way of life was submission to the will of God. And really, if you understand Islam, that's what it means. Islam means submission to the will of God, and Muslim is one who submit their will to the will of God. You know what I mean? It's not worshiping men, it's not worshiping stones, idols, none of that. It's you worshiping the Creator. You know, so and keeping it pushing. When I heard the beat, man, I just wanted to do a song talking about what's going on with high cost of everything. You know what I mean? People struggling, trying to make ends meet. You know, so I just wanted something to be like, hey, let's keep it pushing. You know what I mean? Keep grinding, keep hustling, keep doing what you have to do, but the right way.
No doubt.
What I mean? Divine laws in effect. But it's just an encouraging song to keep people pushing on the right path.
I like that guy. I like that. And you know, and that's and it's and I like the way that you, you know, you built on about Abraham and whatnot, and you know how you see, you know, Islam and what that means, and you know, everybody's got they, you know, man, that's the thing about music, right? It's like, you know, especially hip hop, because hip hop has been influenced by so many different, you know, nations. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's the Nation of Islam, whether it's the 5% Nation, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's, you know, Christianity, different, you know, so many different walks of life and people with their different belief systems. And it's like, you know, the best part about it is that when brothers can come together, no matter what they, how they see things, and they can come together and formulate something, yeah, like we did on Ultra Magnetic. You, yes, know what, sir, I mean? It's like, whoo, that's how it is. That's how builders build. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how builders build. We deal in equality. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know, I look, Digi, I want you, let's run this joint, man. Run that, keep it pushing, man. This off the New Jerusalem, man.
You gotta do the PSA first.
K-Ski,
you know?
Man.
You gotta run the PSA first, you know what I mean? Okay.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Wait a minute, I hear it's one hell of a guy.
Is it you, S.D.?
Dontrell Willis, God damn Millis, 89 to Ramil and Terry Mills is 85 Iron Sheik, you jabronis. I'm the pale horse and you my little ponies. No more cocktails, just edibles, reading hot tales. It's a Pornhub Rockdale. Can't have a starting five without me. Mighty my run the point like Doc Fauci. Sparky Anderson level a handsome mister. Eon Mega brush his shoulders a dandruff off. Junior toddler, Tossy versus Tchaikovsky. It's Starbuck Junior, my offspring. Crispy Michigan dunks never fell apart. Neither did the records that I bought up in Funkamar. Mr. E still speak the obscene. Beating me is like Pete Rock taking a vaccine.
My format is all that. My concepts refined. My format is all that. My concepts refined. My format is all that. My concepts refined.
You know the original Hampton Crip owner, beach moper. Still that Brooklyn rudeness, broad shoulder. Not too many who heard of that. Poem, Cyrano de Bergerac. You know my music, Frankie Beverage Maze. Let's seize the moment and cherish the way. Maybe watch a little movie, Lilies of the Field with Portier. A forehead kiss and call it a day. You can be Venus and I'm from Mars. Whatever the quote, we mingle with stars. Let me in, open the store. Baby, don't close the door. 24s, the roof is missing. Run, catch, kissing, old school listening. Block parties, women and music. Vintage boombox, you know the acoustics.
My format is concepts refined. Concepts refined.
I'm in the East Village at Cream at Gem Spa. Buying little dimes in my Jordan dead stock. Bought from a roster, Natty dreadlock. Now I'll put my son in a figure four leg lock. Fortress Maximus in the 89 Maximum. Maxin' like Galactus type laughing. Hold down the spot like Fox Police Locks. Ma saying, who got more pot than he's got? No one live like a 95 session. I'm the human form of liquid live resin. This verse sponsored by Clonidine and Effexor and them titties I saw next door.
Mother, sister on the stoop, she always watches. I play the mayor, look here, doctors. Miller High Life is not really my type. I don't drink brewski. That 7-1 hoopty is all I need. Sitting on Sutherland's, man, catch my speed. You know how the rims be. 24s, the roof is missing. Run, catch, kissing, old school listening. Block parties, women and music. Vintage boombox, you know the acoustics. Old school jams like Have You Seen Her? Foster Silver, Misdemeanor.
My format is all that. My format is all that. My concepts refined. My format is all that. My concepts refined.
Yo, can you follow me? Or did I just go too far?
Hard Rock Brooklyn kids, us floor rush when the DJ's booming classics. You lick the crew on the fattest hip hop record. He tucks the kinks and sinks into the sounds. She frequents the fatter joints called undergrounds. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions. Why is it so fly? Cause hip hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocked the light, loose wave boomers. What by
by the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz? Entire hip-hop era was fresh in fact since they started saying Audi. Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60s funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool. I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate taps on my raps. She innovates after sweet and cat naps. Heat at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the 5 minute. It can kick a plan then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets a stranger smile, so I say hi.
What's up?
Who understood? Yeah, understood the plans. Him heard of me and put it to his hands. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beats is like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic. Hip hop is a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter, axe butter, how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
We get you free, cause the clips be fat for us. Them dug the jams and commenced to going off. She sweats the beats and asks me cause she puffed it. Me, I got crew, kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tee from the Brooklyn Nine Pigs. The rebirth is slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like new, coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 Like that. I'm
Check it out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that because I swing like that. We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
Real like that? Real like that. Come on, man.
Guilty like that? Bad like that.
Damn. Dreaming like that? Hard body like that.
Man, you feeling like that?
Not.
Dreaming like that.
Ah! We just having fun right now, man. Y'all, you tuning in right now. 1:06 Blitz, baby. How you doing tonight?
We got K-Ski in the house.
Yo, you know what sir. Time it is,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Come on, man. K-Ski, man. You know, jumping on the... Man, woo. Man, I got so many ideas and so you know
kind of the mind's working.
The
eh?
Mind's the working. The mind's right working. Now. Eh? The mind's working. I got so many ideas right now. I say yo, like yo, and I just want to let the listeners know, man. We got the you know CJSF every year does something called the Fun Drive, and that's where you know everybody in the community, man. We get together, we come together, and we you know we
support.
Donate to the nonprofit,
support.
Man.
Support. Keep this going. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Man,
keep this going.
You know what I mean? Because you know CJSF, man. They, you know, they allow. I want to say that they opened up the doors for brothers like us to come and give you
what you need.
This, and that's beautiful music.
You know what I mean?
Censored.
Censored conversation.
Well, you know, sometimes the music's censored, but you know, we also still keep it all the way raw. So don't forget it. You know what I mean?
We here though. You know what I'm saying? And that's here, what matters.
And
man.
And listen, we could talk about things on here that you ain't gonna be able to hear on mainstream radio, and that's factual. So you know what I mean? It's definitely, you know what I mean, support. You know what I mean? Go on to the CJSF.ca fund drive and you know, donate, right? On behalf of One Order 6 o'clock Blitz.
Well, this is the thing though. We want people calling in and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So here's the number. It's 778-782-2573. I'm gonna repeat that one more time. 778-782-2573. Call in. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what's on your mind, you know? Probably in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be starting taking calls and stuff like that, having conversations with y'all.
Absolutely,
you know, man.
And even, look, man, if you got a question that maybe you want to ask K-Ski right now, give us a call, you know what I mean?
Like, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So, and we started that last session off with, you know, Keep It Pushing off the New Jerusalem, you know, by my man K-Ski. You know what I'm saying?
Wicked joint, man.
Thank you again. Shout out DJ K-Rec.
You know what I mean?
K-Rec ripping it up,
hey. Eh? K-Ski was telling us that, you know, he worked on that whole project with you, man. And that's dope, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's peace, man, for real.
So, you know, I wanted to ask you, like, so, you know, you was just ending off about, you know, talking about Abraham and whatnot. So, you know, I guess the question is that, you know,
What drew you to being a
Muslim? Masalam.
A Muslim. So, you know, I grew up a Christian, you know, and but my mom wasn't really strict. You know, when I would go down south, you had to go to church, though. Your grandparents wasn't playing around. You had to go to church.
Hallelujah.
But my mom was kind of lax. So when I got in the Navy, I got in trouble in the Philippines. I got in a fight with Shore Patrol. And so I got restricted on the boat for 60 days. And I was like, it started with a sincere intention to know the truth. You know what I mean? And I don't want to just glance over that, but it's all about intentions. So it started with a sincere intention to know the truth. And things just started falling in place. One of my buddies, you know, I was already looking into the 5% because I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. So it's so many 5%ers and Nation of Islam. So I already knew that. But just so happened, a buddy of mine was Arab. And he was like, yo, I heard you interested in Islam. And he had a Quran that he gave me that I got to this day. And then I met a couple of brothers, Ahmed, an older brother from the Bronx. He introduced me to a brother who would change my life, Kareem Shabazz. He was from Brooklyn. He used to be a 5%er, used to be in the Nation of Islam, but he was Muslim. And he was holding on base of orientation. And that's when I learned about the pillars of Islam, the articles of faith. And like I said, everything started falling in place when we got into the first Gulf War. I was over in Africa, met Muslims over there in Kenya.
Ski, you been to Africa?
Yeah.
Nah, Japan.
Sorry, yeah, we went to Kenya. We went to Kenya and also the Middle East. And I was just studying. Yeah, I'm on Nas. I'm like, that's where I'm at. Me and my wife just went to Africa last year. We went to Egypt.
I seen those pictures, B. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, my God, bro. Yeah. Definitely changed my life. Like, and it's crazy because you go and you look at these pyramids and stuff and you see that these dudes was amassing all his wealth. You know, for what, though? You can't take it with you. You know what I mean? And the thing is that...
That's what they thought, though.
Oh, yeah, that's what they thought. But what happened was when the Pharaoh passed, the robbers was like, yo, the Pharaoh just passed. He'd be like, oh, yeah, say less. I know where the treasure at because
Jack boys, what you going to do? What you going to do they come for you?
They like, say less. I know where his pyramid at. So they would go and rob the pyramid, you know. And then what they tried to do was bury the treasure, and still they just
It's still here.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, you know. And the thing is that I mean, sure, I'm with you on that. But damn well, there's a lot more stuff that they ain't found.
Oh, they still, when we left, man, they still excavating and finding more and more stuff. Always. You know, but getting back to that story, yeah, I got in trouble on the ship, and I was restricted. And it's crazy because one of the ports that I missed was Thailand, and we were in Thailand before, and we met these diplomat daughters, and I kept in touch with one of them. And then before we went that second time, I was restricted. And it's funny because I'm on the boat hating because cats are going on Liberty and I'm stuck on the boat. Mm. And I'm like, man, I hope they don't have fun. I hope they don't have fun.
We ain't even wishing y'all well. Damn.
I'm just on the boat hating and stuff, man. They coming back high-fiving and stuff. And I'm like, and like, yo, man, old girl was asking about you. I was like, word. But you know, that was a turning point for me, man. I got serious, and like I said, I just started studying the Quran, and things started falling in place. I was learning about the religion, and, you know, that's what it was. And then it started showing in my music. It started actually helping shape what I was writing because, I wasn't writing just the braggadocious. I started having some consciousness in my rhymes, you know what I mean? And then when I got out the Navy... I was like, you know what? I'm still doing this. I was doing stuff in the Navy with my group, the Lost Tribe, over in Hawaii. We was killing it over there. So when I got out the Navy, I was like, you know what? Let me do my thing. So I started doing my thing around Seattle. I got signed to an independent record label. Shout out to my man Matt Wong, who owned Mad Passion. And so when you hear me talk about Four Corners, I'm talking about my peoples. We opened up for Twista. We opened up for DJ Clue, for the Young Bloods, for the Clips, and we was killing it, man. But and then the first album that I did, I got Artist of the Year in 2003.
Oh, respect that.
Hip Hop Artist of the Year in 2003. So we was working on the next project, man, and we had some record label interest, but I was trying to serve two masters at that time. I was still trying to be conscious, but I was doing the party stuff. You know, it's just being hypocritical because one song, you talking about upliftment, and then the next song, you like, hey, where the party at? Girls is on, you know what I mean? So I decided to take a step away from the music. Plus, I was going through a divorce, going through bankruptcy, which was crazy because I worked at the bankruptcy court.
Damn.
Which actually helped me out because...
Yeah, we'll just move this file back a little bit.
They expedited my joint, you know, because I was going through a divorce. Mm. And so I took a step back from the music, you know what I mean, and got back on my dean, you know, got back focused, you know, raising my kids. And with my ex-wife, you know, who friends with to this day, you know, and that was the most important thing, was raising my kids, because I didn't want them to come up like I came up.
No doubt. True to that, man.
You know what I mean? So we talk about showing a positive role model and breaking. And even when, you know, I divorced their mom and stuff, I let them know that this was me. This was on me. You know what I mean? I messed this up. You know what I mean? I'm not sitting there blaming, you know, anybody. I wanted my kids to know about accountability, about being responsible, about the decisions that you make. You know what I mean? And, you know, alhamdulillah, after that, I fell in love with a beautiful Canadian who I've been with for 20 years.
Respect on that, brother.
You know what I mean? You know, respect to her. She had to put up with me for 20 years because, you know.
She got to be a real one.
Yeah. And so, you know, just when I decided to get back into music in 2014, I was like, you know what? I'm not trying to serve two masters anymore. You know what I mean? It's about dropping this knowledge. And also, it's about sharing my experiences, because I felt like as an artist, I'm going through life and I'm taking these notes down. I'm taking these notes down, you know, through all these different experiences and stuff. And, you know, I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and put this music out. And I started getting back in the studio, putting out music. People were feeling it. And, you know, then I got my permanent residency once, you know, we got married in 2014. I got my permanent residence in 2018, moved up here, and then met my man Caveman, started recording with him. Shout out to my man Eugene, Caveman. And then I just started meeting people and I started doing the music, and you know, here we are. You know, but
so how do you like Canada opposed to the States?
Well, Vancouver is just a beautiful place, you know, and
picturesque, right?
Yeah. And the first time, this is a story that some people know. The first time I came up to Canada, I met Aaliyah at the ATM machine. It was 1999. They was up here shooting the movie Romeo Must Die.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. And she was so